part of the commentary over Senator Brochen's amendment. But his bill dealt with several murders in a single incident. And my concern is the more heinous crimes. When the governor was here, I asked him a question, and it had to do with the fact that we have murders within our prison system. We've had three murders over the last 6 months within the walls of the prison. And as Senator Brochen said, some of these criminal defendants believe that they are natural-born killers, that they were put on this earth to kill, and that you can put them in jail, but they're still going to kill. The most recent death penalty case in Virginia was just that. The criminal murdered somebody in a drug deal gone bad. He was given life without parole. He was put in jail. And 3 years later, he strangled his cellmate. So that's his second murder. He's kept in jail. And 3 years later, on the prison yard, he strangles another victim. And I said to Governor O'Malley, under this legislation, what do you do in that situation? We have murders within our prison system. We have criminal defendants who say they are natural-born killers. And what's our criminal justice policy? And he said, well, we would have to manage them within the prison structure, maybe solitary confinement. Well, I'm sure the Supreme Court would not allow solitary confinement of an individual forever. And so we really are reducing our ability to deal with the most severe of crimes that could be committed in this state. Where are criminals across the country going to for the mass killings when they want to be the natural-born killer who is on television, who has the media frenzy covering them? And they're going to the most vulnerable. They're going to the gun-free school zones and going into the classrooms and killing teachers or students, going into institutions of higher education and killing professors and students. And this really undermines Maryland's ability to deal with those types of criminals. I don't believe Governor O'Malley addressed my questions very well. I don't know what our policy is, except that it's repeated life without parole, life without parole, life without parole. And I think that's the main issue that I have with regard to eliminating the death penalty. I think much of what occurred with regard to Senator Brochen's last amendment is the issue before us, that many of us who are opposed to the repeal of the death penalty feel that our prosecutors need that ability to have that in their toolbox, because in many cases these are crimes against humanity that need a sufficient sanction.